Good afternoon and welcome to BizTech's Asian Midday Market Watch. Our guest today is Lee Kian Soon, CEO of Austral Asset Management out of Singapore. Now, Kian Soon, great to have you on the show.
Good afternoon. Great to be back.
Now, Kian Soon, before we get your insights, let's take a look and see how crypto markets are performing right now and then regional stock markets. We've got Bitcoin, which is at 24,023. It's down 3.42%. Ethereum is at 1,875.4. It's down 5.66%. Now, looking across to the regional stock markets, we've got the SGX, which is up, it's down 0.21%. KLCI is up 0.7%. Shanghai is up 0.22%. The ASX All Ordinaries is up 0.46%. The Nikkei is up 0.03%. The Hang Seng is up 0.07%. And rounding up the numbers, we've got the Kospi, which is up 0.26%. Now, Kian Soon, what's your view on how markets have performed this morning?
I think this morning, most markets have performed very well. It's a follow-on effect from what happened in America markets last night. And we see that, you know, unless there's any negative news, this is good for the Asian markets.
Now, Kian Soon, I want to zoom in today on China, with your experience in particular. Now, China cut rates because of disappointing economic data as well, whether it was factory production or retail activity. Now, what are your thoughts on this right now?
I think the move is expected, given that their July numbers in terms of industrial productions as well as retail sales all falls below the expectations of the economists. At the same time, the unemployment rates of the kids between 19 to 25 years old also has increased to around 20%. So with the alarming economic data, the government took, you know, the measures of cutting rates, which is good for basically for business. And hopefully they could, you know, generate enough interest as well as recovery, which is very difficult, especially when they adopt a COVID zero policy.
Now, Kian, so the other thing that's illuminating markets around China is the fact that Chinese ADRs are delisting out of the US. Now, most companies are now looking at, because of all the uncertainty, then shifting their primary listing to Hong Kong. What's your take on this? Is this going to be a big plus for the Hong Kong market?
I think this trend has been shaping since last year, when we saw that the American SECs has given a lot of these Chinese companies a lot of pressures in terms of the audit requirements. As a result, a lot of companies are being on a warning list as they couldn't, you know, review their audited financial statements. And they are also looking into moving back into Hong Kong or China markets. We saw that trend developing last year. I think this year, what is more apparent is these companies have made Hong Kong or Shanghai their primary listing, meaning that, you know, US becomes a secondary listing. And recently, I think we saw a few state-owned enterprise has indicated that they were delisted from the American markets. The implications is Hong Kong and China will have more of these companies coming back, and investors would have to invest in these companies if they are keen, using Hong Kong dollars or the renminbi.
Now, Kian Soon, sitting from a Singapore lens here and the SGX, obviously SGX would like to get a share of the pie. What are some of the impediments that perhaps will not enable them to basically attract these companies?
I think the strongest impediment is valuations. There is a huge discount to a lot of these Chinese companies when they lease in SGX over many years that we have saw. And as a result, Hong Kong seems to be the preferred location. And given the understanding of the Chinese investors and the Hong Kong investors on these kind of companies, somehow when these Chinese companies are listed in Singapore, I think the kind of understanding on how they work, how they operate in China is less, and therefore investors are less likely to be interested in terms of valuations as well as in terms of trading volume.
Now, then, again, from an institutional investor lens, Is that going to impede institutional investment interest in these large companies who have delisted out of the US?
I don't think it is a key concern for institutional investors in Asia. But having said so, many institutional investors in the Western world would have limitations because of regulatory concerns that they could not buy any of some of these shares who are connected to the Chinese government. For instance, the limitations on the for Western investors on China telcos, that is one limitations that investors or funds have to face, fund managers have to face, and therefore they couldn't invest in these companies.
Now, also then looking ahead, one of the key things that's really worrying investors right now from a China perspective, and has been for a while, but then this year it's become very apparent, it's the story around the property market and the property development industry and the risk of contagion. Could you shed some light on what your thoughts are and how do you think this will play out?
This is a very good question because I recall last year we talked about this topic and I vividly remember that I told you that it's going to take a long time for them to work it out in terms of restructuring. Last year was the beginning when we see some of the big property developers with huge amount of debts getting into trouble as the banks are no longer supporting them. And we see that being spread out to even the smaller players. And this year is a year where the problems become even bigger because a lot of these developers have incomplete properties. And as a result, many angry buyers of these properties refuse to pay their mortgages. And this has never happened before. And it has spread to the extent where, the government has to step in because a lot of these buyers are now not paying their mortgage, which actually will indirectly affect the banks, as well as moving into properties that are not complete, which is ridiculous because you could see people living in incomplete apartments, etc. And government is stepping in now and they need to take active measures because this concerns millions of potential buyers of these properties and the confidence in the overall system. And I see that the amount of restructuring will come into play, especially on second half 2022, because the government needs to get their hands on this issue before it becomes even more apparently a explosion going into the real estate market.
So the key thing a lot of people don't realize is the tentacles of some of these Chinese developers outside of their home market. So if you look at a one example of Country Garden, which it has a lot of investments in different markets, one of which means close to home, it's Malaysia. How do you think this is going to impact? Because in particular, they have risk exposure within the local markets in the markets that they have developed in. The Forest City project, for example, being one of them.
I think the if you are a buyer of these property developers' housing, you have to really look carefully into how the financing is done. For instance, most overseas projects have been financed separately in using a subsidiary company as the setup. And you have to check whether they are in good health and whether they are in a position to basically repay some of these loans that they have undertaken. Because currently, based on the overall picture given by most of these developers, the picture is not really good. They are not in a good state of health. A lot of them have problems even repaying the interest for the bonds that they have issued. And I believe this is not the overall picture. There is debts that's hidden under the balance, not in the balance sheet. And that is really unclear even to investors and to the market how much debt is not accounted for under their balance sheet because they are off balance sheets. So there are a lot of these projects that potentially, I think, if they run into trouble, they have to prioritize and see which ship they want to save. And so there could be a potential hazard. But I mean, given the specific example you mentioned, I don't have enough, clarity on this topic, whether, the rainforest project in Iskandar is okay. But, investors as well as property buyers should be aware of this matter that's happening back in China, and they should really look at the financial health of their developers as this is a very strong risk currently.
Now, Kenson, as always, thank you very much for your insights.
Happy to join. Thank you.
Now, we've been speaking to Lee Kian-soon, the CEO of Austral Asset Management out of Singapore, on BizTax Asian Midday Market Watch. I'm Brian Fernandez. This video will be on our website, www.biztax.asia, as well as our social media platforms. It will also be on our syndicated partners, including TV, radio, and digital platforms. Thanks again for tuning in.